So if we look at the outcomes at a median follow-up of 6.3 years in terms of loco-regional recurrence, you see that the outcome of greatest interest, isolated nodal first failure, was observed in 0.5% of the axillary dissection arm, 0.9% of the sentinel node arm. Obviously, this difference was not statistically significant. If you look at total loco-regional recurrences, it also was not different and actually numerically favored the sentinel node only arm.